Shabbat shalom. Nearly 1 year ago, I stood in a shop in Machane Yehuda with my daughter and my mother, selecting a Buffalo Bills jersey for my son to be printed with Hebrew lettering. I remember we chose the number 18 to go under his Hebrew name. Last week, my son came out of his room dressed for school in that jersey. Alarm bells started going off in my head. He stood in front of me dressed and ready for the day, and I froze with fear. I swallowed my anxiety long enough to get a coat on him and out the door, but the whole walk to school, I worried. Would someone say something to him today? Would he discover that a friend was not actually a friend? Would he be safe in that shirt? In the midst of my anxious spiral of negative thoughts, something else popped into my head. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam she'asani Yisrael. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who has made me a Jew, who has made me one of the Jewish people, a member of Klal Yisrael. Each and every morning, we are to recite these words, one of our Nisim B'chol Yom blessings. In fact, in the Talmud, Rabbi Meir tells us that this is one of the three Nisim B'chol Yom blessings that we are required to say every single day. To this blessing, we must pay particular attention. We can never omit or forget this one. We must thank God for being Jewish each day. In these times, however, that feels quite challenging. How can we be grateful for being Jewish when we do not feel safe because we are Jewish? Surely, Rabbi Meir must have realized that being Jewish doesn't always seem like a blessing. Between riots in Russian airports, fires set at a Jewish Viennese cemetery, violent threats made against students at Cornell, and a kosher dining hall going on lockdown, swastikas painted on a Jewish business in Montauk, homes across the world being vandalized, Jews being harassed and threatened online and in person, how can we possibly say this blessing? How can we outwardly declare our gratitude for being Jewish when we are tucking our Magen David necklaces into our t-shirts, using fake names on our Uber accounts, and even taking down mezuzot from our front doors? In these times, it feels impossible to say that we are grateful for being Jewish. But I am. I am grateful for a religion that teaches me to make time for joy, even in the moments of sorrow, and helps me remember that sadness should not, will not last forever. I am blessed to be part of a people who believe in justice and righteousness, striving to ensure that each person is seen and heard because we are created B'Tselem Elohim, and everyone deserves to survive and thrive. I am grateful for a trail of texts that has kept me learning and studying for my entire life, always challenging me to think in new ways, to see the world differently year after year, to grow as a person. I am blessed to be a link in the chain of history that goes back thousands of years and has a story of a people who have persevered despite inconceivable horrors. We are scared. We're scared for our safety, scared for our place in this world, scared that history is repeating itself once again, and we will not be able to stop it. There is no question that we have every right to be scared. But being scared has created scarcity, swallowing up our ability to see the joy, the beauty, the blessing that is Judaism. We must fight back the fear and fight for the joy. Otherwise, what are we fighting for? If we don't cherish the uniqueness, the beauty, the holiness that Judaism offers, then we will lose the stamina to stand up. On Wednesday evening, at the live taping of Rabbi Hirsch's podcast, David Chazoni reminded us that we are not powerless. We can mobilize. We can act. We must confidently wage war against those who would want us to cower and be ashamed of our Judaism. We must mobilize for our people, for the beautiful culture and heritage and tradition and ritual that we have been gifted and that we have the ability to engage in, and we must continue to do so. We will mobilize by showing up at rallies, by donating to causes that need us, and by speaking out in public and on social media against anti-Semitism and terrorists who would try to have their ideology overtake us. We will mobilize by being proud of our Jewish identities and wearing it on our hearts, our sleeves, our doorposts, and around our necks. Each of us will do this in different ways, but we will act to show the world just how strong, powerful, and vibrant Judaism and the Jewish people are. Chazoni's impetus to mobilize must be taken seriously. It is by publicly standing up against anti-Semitism that we can help our children. I devote my days to engaging every student with our tradition and our texts, and I watch them fall in love with all that Judaism has to offer. But of late, the only question our students ask me is, Rabbi Rifkin, why do they hate us? Why does everyone hate the Jews? It's not even close to the first time in my career that I have gotten this question. But each time I am asked this, it is heartbreaking. To confront this question as adults, it's challenging. But to hear it from the mouths of elementary and middle school age children turns my stomach and crumbles my Jewish core. Over the years, there are many answers that I have given to students. I explain, it's not everyone. People are afraid of others. Hatred is driven by what we don't understand. There's a long history dating back to the crucifixion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I try with all my might to explain it, to explain anti-Semitism, to understand, to rationalize, to analyze their hatred of us, their nonsensical, contradictory, unyielding legacy of hatred. It is Jews who write and read books exploring the history of the hatred against us. A few days ago, I even began reading a book I found at the library entitled Jewish Space Lasers. It's a book that discusses the various conspiracy theories around Jewish wealth and power and the Rothschild family. We Jews use our penchant for study in order to learn everything we can about anti-Semitism. I have to wonder why. None of these books, articles, college courses have ever provided us with a satisfactory explanation or we would not need to keep poring over each of them. None of these have ever helped me explain to my students and answer their question. No theory, no academic thesis or intellectual study of antisemitism has given me the ability to remove that deep fear and sorrow from their eyes and my heart. So, what if we stopped worrying about why they hate us and instead mobilize around the reality that antisemitism is wrong, that hatred of the Jewish people, of any group, is immoral, unethical, and must be delegitimized? What if I stopped answering my students' question of why and instead reminded them that we are blessed to be Jews and we deserve a place of safety and acceptance in this world? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam she'asani Yisrael. This, as Cantor Singer reminds us often on Shabbat morning, is a daily miracle. Rabbi Meir was right. We must say this blessing every day because we cannot ever be so arrogant or fearful to forget the miracle that is Judaism. God, thank you for making me a Jew, for blessing me with this rich tradition and culture, for making me part of a peoplehood steeped in warmth and a desire to live ethically. I will wake up every morning and say this prayer because I am proud to be a Jew. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam she'asani Yisrael v'nomar amen.